Yeah, someone also says, hey, what do I do? You know, my sheriff won't listen to my requests, won't listen to me, won't make arrests, won't do the things that I want. You need to remember a couple of things about that. You know, I'm not sure what the things, you know, you're wanting the sheriff to do, but you can't just go arrest people. There's checks and balances in America all the way down to the county level, justifiably so. So the sheriff can't just make any arrests you want to, and he has a lot of latitude.
How about this one, Sam, where they say, yeah, why don't you go to Washington and arrest the president? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's not an option, people. That's not constitutionally an option. First off, the 10-mile square where the president sits is federal government. It's not a county. Is it, Sheriff?
No, it is not. It has been ceded over to the federal government.
So, okay, so you can't have a county sheriff.
Look where the feds have jurisdiction, folks. Washington, D.C. is federal land and federal jurisdiction.
And federal land doesn't mean any land they claim either. Federal land is listed in the Constitution, enumerated of what constitutes, you know, federal land. And there's even guidelines of how they can obtain federal land from the states if it's warranted for justifiable purposes and more. But so the sheriffs just can't arrest anybody you want them to. And sheriffs have a lot of latitude, even a constitutional sheriff, about what he does. I'll give an example. You know, what does the sheriff do, say Joe Arpaio? And in my view, he was not a constitutional sheriff, but he's surely a good guy. He literally found out that Barack Obama had a fraudulent birth certificate. Okay, he didn't believe it at first, but he dug in, he got it done, and he proved the birth certificate was a fraud. He brought that to his DA, nobody cared, brought that to the Attorney General of the state of Arizona, nobody cared. Eventually, he had a big press conference where he laid out everything he had to the media, and no one seemed to care. Now, what can Joe Arpaio, a constitutional sheriff, do about that? Answer, nothing. Okay, he's not judge, jury, and executioner. There are two other branches of government at the county level, at the state level, at the general level.
Sam, there's one other thing I want to add there. Sorry for interrupting, but there's one thing I want to add that's part of that, and you touched on it. I want to be very specific about this. Sheriff Arpaio had 2,000 people in his posse, and the posse investigated the birth certificate fraud from Barack Obama, literally investigating the president of the United States. That is appropriate, as long as you can say, well, it wasn't just in Washington, D.C. He did it nationwide. He put it out to nationwide. So Sheriff Arpaio, Maricopa County Sheriff, had it investigated by a member of his posse. And so it saved a lot of time and money for his regular detectives. And it was totally appropriate. And the investigation was done very thorough. And Sam and I saw the evidence of this. And there's no question, Barack Obama released a fraudulent birth certificate. If he had done nothing, there would have been no problem. But he actually fabricated state documents and changed documents, and that's a felony. And if the press or anybody else would have run with it, Arpaio's investigation would have gone down in historical folklore of getting rid of a president of the United States. But he had too much support from other from the party and from all the national Democrat media.